Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're having a lot of fun on a Worship Wednesday. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLB Bro, because you need to know.
Oh, look at you. It caught on.
That so reminds me of Soul Train. Or
doesn't it?
The Black McDonald's or some right. Commercial like at 2 a.m. in the morning, right?
But also, Telly Hughes' voice, though.
Ultra
right?
Sheen. No, that's what I'm saying. His voice right. Is like perfect. It's like the Ultra Sheen voice or Johnson's Baby Powder or something like that. But anyway, Rob, I hope you didn't bet. You were walking around the last 2 days talking about, I'm going to put all my shekels
right
on Iran. To cover 35. You didn't do that, did you?
I didn't bet it, but didn't I say originally, Chris, that the spread was like, should have been like 80 or 60? You remember that?
You did, and then Rob originally, G said, right.
I did. I it said, was only what 35. Is the spread, like 80? And then Rob G said, no, it was 35 in Vegas. Some people made a lot of money.
They smashed them by 54, and I got to tell you this, Rob. Team USA is back. Oh, you don't just
beat,
run
they beat
roughshod.
Iran?
Okay, you don't yeah. just run roughshod over Iran. And not be able to ball.
Just
even though
they've
only
name.
Been playing basketball in Iran for 4 years.
Iran got run over.
I didn't
How's
even know
that?
Iran knew what basketball was.
I know. I'm surprised they play basketball.
I'm shocked that they play basketball.
But Canada didn't make the Olympics. How did Canada, our
Canada's
brother to
got
the North.
Some ballers, too.
Yeah,
you're
what
right.
happened, though? They didn't make it.
I don't
it.
Know. That's a good question. Canada? Hold on. Greece didn't make it. Fortunately for us, I don't know, but they didn't qualify. And who was the other? There was another power, usual European powerhouse that didn't make it. Greece, because they got Jokic's team. Where's Jokic from, Rob G? His team didn't make it. Where's Jokic from? Now I got to – Serbia. They can ball in Serbia. And, yeah, they didn't make it. So that's more reason why what's been happening with Team USA is just completely out of bounds. We don't have to worry about Giannis in Greece. We don't have to worry about Jokic in Serbia. And so we got to run through this thing. All right, but anyway, that's not what we're doing. We're going to get to Aaron Rodgers a little bit later. That obviously is the story of the day.
Hey, real quick, did Ralph mention the Yankee trade? I was away from the radio.
I was too. I don't know. Did Ralph mention that? You can mention it if you like.
Joey Gallo, the slugger, left-handed slugger.
Gallo's tough.
Yeah. He got traded to the Yankees. Came down. You know, the trade deadline is Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, so that's why that just jumped out at me. Go ahead, Chris.
You like that? I mean, he's a very good hitter.
They needed a left-handed bat at Yankee Stadium. They don't have one. It's a right-handed hitting team, which was a mistake, and I just wondered, they're 8.5 games out, Chris, coming into tonight, whether they were going to throw the towel in or not do anything, but obviously they're fighting to try to make the playoffs. Right?
Don't you think the Yankees couldn't throw in the towel? I mean, first of all, they're not – how far out the wild card are they?
Yeah, you're right. 8.5 out of first place, but they're probably 3 or 4 games out of a wild card. You're right.
Right. I mean, New York, I'm here. They're going crazy, right? They're panicking.
Right.
You know, but that's – they're used to winning championships every 3 or 4 years. You know,
now so, going on 10 or 12 this time.
Right now, okay. You know, so the sky is falling for sure. But I just don't think I think they did the right thing. I don't know. Is Gallo locked up for a while? Because I like Gallo.
I do, too. He was in the home run derby.
Yeah, he's a slugger. So, all right. We're going to get to the NBA, though, Rob. And the Lakers, you said it earlier, there's all types of rumors. They're getting Russell Westbrook. They're getting Buddy Hield. They're getting Kyle Lowry. They're getting DeMar DeRozan.
Right, anybody. They're getting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, I'm sorry.
All the rumors are going nuts. Never mind they got no money to spend. Never mind they got no assets to trade. They're getting them. But anyway, The Athletic did a good story. Sam Amick, friend of the show, does a great job covering the NBA. He wrote this, Rob. From Genie Buss on down, the Lakers have a healthy appreciation for LeBron James's basketball superpowers and are well aware they won't last forever. The injuries to James and Davis last season were an unwelcome reminder of that much, leading some Lakers officials to worry that this window for a championship, obviously, might be even shorter than they'd originally hoped. As such, they're in the process of turning over all the proverbial stones in search of the right pieces to return to the NBA's mountaintop. That's a nice piece of writing right there.
It is. My goodness, he should be a writer. Oh, I'm sorry, he is.
Their time is now. In other words, again. Rob, I'm with Amick on that. The window ain't long. The window's a bit short, so you need to go for it now. I said it last year at the trade deadline when Rob G was giving me gruff. You should have traded for Kyle Lowry then. That's what I agree with you. Yeah, I get it. AD was hurt, so maybe it wouldn't have mattered. Who knows? But you didn't trade me because you didn't want to give up Talen Horton Tucker.
Who?
Thank you. And I like Horton Tucker. He's all right.
What is he averaging, 26 points? What is it they couldn't part with, 26 points a game? Is that what it is?
He averaged 9 points a game last year.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He had a 12.99 PER. Thank you. So there's all types of rumors, Rob. Here's what I would like to see the Lakers do. I don't know if they can get Lowry. If they can get him, yes, by all means, get him. But I definitely like them getting Buddy Hield. And the talk is they'd have to give up Kyle Kuzma and Montrezl Harrell in a trade to Sacramento for Buddy Hield. Do it! Do it. Buddy Hield. Man, Buddy Hield can shoot, Rob. Buddy Hield is just what the doctor ordered. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's Mitch Richmond or he's some superstar. But Buddy Hield is a career, Rob, get this, a career 40.6% shooter.
I didn't even know he was still in the league.
Buddy Hield?
No, I'm just playing.
He can ball. He's averaged 20 3 years ago. He averaged 19 2 years ago and 16.5 points this year. But again, he's a 40% shooter for his career from three. And that's what the Lakers need.
And the Lakers were not a good three-point shooting team. We know that. Yep. They were in the bottom third, Chris, in the NBA. They need people who can shoot from the outside, the perimeter. That's been their bugaboo.
Don't you think he'd be good for him?
Yeah.
Better than DeMar DeRozan, I think.
Is he going to shoot 40% in games that matter? Or, you know, it's easy to shoot 40%.
He's never played an NBA game that mattered.
There you go. You know what I'm saying, Chris.
Right. No, I hear you.
You can make shots when it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're winning or losing or it's in a big game. Can you come in and make these baskets in these moments? That's the only thing I'll say. I'm not knocking his talent, but I'm just saying he hasn't played in a big game yet.
It's interesting, right? He's played 387 NBA games. And besides, what would we say, maybe his opener, his debut as a rookie, not one of them has been a big game.
Right. Nope.
Not one of them.
Not one.
Still, now DeMar DeRozan has played in big games. And DeMar DeRozan is a better player than Buddy Hield. I don't think people would deny that. But it's the fit. DeMar DeRozan doesn't shoot threes. He's just starting to shoot threes last year. And even then, it's one a game, maybe. He's a mid-range shooter. He's a slasher. And I, Rob, I value that. We both value the mid-range game.
Yeah, but the Lakers need three-point shooters.
Yep. That's right. So I'm not saying DeRozan would be a disaster with the Lakers. But I am saying that I think Buddy Hield would be a better fit with LeBron and AD than DeMar DeRozan. What I want to ask you, Rob, is what do you make of Jeannie Buss's, at least according to this report, the feeling in the Lakers ownership and front office that the window is closing?
I think the window has closed.
Ouch!
I think it has closed. I don't think a fly can get in and sit on a on a hot apple pie on the windowsill. You know what I mean? I don't believe
really?
That.
Really? Closed?
It's closed because here's my issue. LeBron, we got year 19 coming up. Two of the 3 years in L.A., people forget LeBron's been hurt. Would you say that, Chris?
No, right.
Two of the three. Yeah,
right.
What year didn't he get hurt? The year they had 4 months off because of the pandemic?
No,
right?
That's undeniable.
You
can't deny it. You're right.
So I'm saying I don't know year 19 how much he's going to play. Anthony Davis also, he returned back to the Anthony Davis from New Orleans, who's always banged up, always hurt, who flops around on the floor like he's a dirty mop every time, you know, he falls down. And he's another guy. The only year he didn't get hurt, Chris, was the year they had 4 months off and the pandemic. That's the only year he didn't get hurt.
No. Well, yeah. You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
I mean,
although,
seriously
remember,
hurt.
He was playing through bumps and bruises. Like,
okay, but you know what I mean.
But you're right. They did get 4 months off. Who knows what would have happened late in the
if
season.
If they played, exactly.
But he was showing more inner drive. You know, like
before.
He was playing through. Yes. I'll give him that.
And the West has only gotten better. Even if the Suns, Chris, don't make it back to the Western Conference Finals or the championship, which I don't think they will, they're formidable. Utah's formidable. The Clippers finally got over the hump without Kawhi. What confidence do they have next year with Kawhi? Do you know what I mean? Going in for the experience that they have. Paul George should be a better player for what he did. I'm just looking at it, and I didn't like the cast of characters. That's why I didn't pick the Lakers. You know that. I picked the Suns, right? Give me a little credit. I picked the Suns.
You picked the Suns until you switched in game. That's what I won't give you credit for.
What? I didn't switch.
Is that you switched?
When? No, I meant I picked the Suns
against the Lakers. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't switch that. In the finals. Yeah, yeah. Stick with your Suns.
No. I'll give you that. They were Fugazi. But anyway, I think their window's closed. I don't like the roster. They don't have that much maneuverability, right? They can't maneuver, Chris, like they wish they could. Schroeder, I don't know where he is.
Well,
Gasol, it seems like he's gone. There's just a lot of question marks and a lot of pieces parts that I don't like. And the idea that LeBron's going to stay healthy in year 19 and Anthony Davis will be healthy all year, I say that their window's closed. They don't get back to another championship.
Okay, let me ask you this, and we're speaking hypothetically. What if LeBron and AD are healthy? Let's just humor me. What if LeBron and AD are healthy? Are you still writing them off? Is their window still closed?
Yes. I still think if they're both healthy, sure, will they be in the playoffs and have a chance at a run? Yes. With this team, Chris, if they don't add anybody and this is their team, I don't think they win.
Because, see, Rob, here's where I'll give you some pushback. Let's go through the West. You're right. I mean, I am assuming LeBron and AD are healthy, and that could be a big assumption because there's no doubt you laid out the injury history well. The Clippers, though, Kawhi, look, Rob, come on. Kawhi ain't coming back next year. Kawhi is the most cautious guy out there. I seriously don't think he'll be back next year. Even if he is, they're going to play two-thirds of the season without him. So the Clippers aren't world beaters. They might lose Reggie Jackson, too. Phoenix, you called them Fugazi. They're not world beaters. Utah is in the midst of, they may trade a bunch of their players. Joe Ingles' name is out there.
They were the number one seed in the West,
Chris. Is out there. Yeah, but how'd they look? They got beat by the Clippers without Kawhi. So they're Fugazi, too. They're not scary. Denver, Jamal Murray will be back in, what, December, January? Okay, but really, do they scare you? No. I'll answer for you because I'm sure you don't think they scare you. Dallas, Luka's a bad man, but I mean, still, we got to see him do it. They're not a world beater yet. Golden State, I do think they'll be better with Klay. Who knows what type of offseason moves they'll make. But if it's just bringing Klay back, they'll be good.
Yeah, but Chris.
But they're not frightening anybody yet.
Here's a problem, though. If we're going to assume that the health for the Lakers is going to be good, let's assume that the health for those three monsters in Brooklyn is going to be good. I don't think the Lakers will be able to. I'm just going through the West. I just don't think the Lakers.
I hear you. I think Brooklyn and Milwaukee right now, you'd have to say, are ahead of the Lakers.
But the chances of the Nets having all those guys hurt again, I'm with you.
If we're going to assume, yes, if we assume LeBron and AD will be healthy, we'll assume the Nets are healthy. And I agree with you. I like the Nets better.
Right.
But I'm just going through the West. And Portland, come on. You know. So that's all I'm saying, Rob.
They got Chauncey Billups. He's the first player coach in 45 years.
Player coach, right. But you see what I'm saying? There is no world beater out West. And that's the saving grace for the Lakers. That if LeBron, even if they don't improve with a signing, a trade, whatever, which I think they will, just having a healthy LeBron and AD in this West, which is not what it was 5 years ago, gives them a shot. So the window, I think, is still open. It ain't flying open and the drapes are blowing in the wind and all that, but it's open. I can get through there without Vaseline.
I didn't mean anything untoward, but
some people's minds. But anyway, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is the Lakers championship window already closed? We want to hear from you. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker,
for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, if you're dealing with a dead battery, don't panic. Don't fret. Don't worry. Don't pull your hair out. Just head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. And I guarantee you, there's one right down the street because they're everywhere. They're on every corner, practically. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time that you are having battery trouble, folks, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Lakers. Is their championship window shut?
Hey.
What say you?
Real quick, I got a message on Instagram for you from Magic88. He wrote this, Chris. He said, so, Team USA beats the equivalent of Rob G., Alex the Vegan, Broussard, Tony in D.C., the leading scorer, and Rob Parker, and now they're back. Give Broussard a hard, New York City. Get out of here. So I'm giving it to you, all right?
You know I was being sarcastic.
No, I
obviously,
Magic 88
didn't. Yeah, he didn't. Yes. He didn't pick up on
so
it.
So he's a listener, and we appreciate it. All right.
Yes, we do.
Let's kick it off with Riley in Minneapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Riley?
Hey, guys. It's a huge honor. I'm a huge fan of the show. But I think that I don't think their window's closed, but I think they are relying on big breaks now and injuries. Like, I think this year would have been a perfect year for them to win with Brooklyn being injured and all the teams being injured.
Good point.
Can't see in the future with the way the team's currently constructed with them beating Brooklyn or maybe even the Bucks.
Riley, I agree. If everybody's healthy, right, I don't think they're good enough. I'm with you. If everybody now, if somebody's hurt, if Giannis is hurt or Durant's hurt or something like that, could they win another championship? Chris, sure they could.
Here's the one thing I'd say, and it's a great point by the caller.
Riley.
But
Riley
if
from Minneapolis.
Let's say Brooklyn and the Lakers met in the finals. And right now I'd go with Brooklyn. That was my pick last year. But if the Lakers get to the finals, that means they're balling. It means LeBron's at the top of his game. It means AD is at the top of his game. And you got to give them a shot. Even if Brooklyn is whole, you'd have to give them a shot just because if they get to the finals, that means both of those guys are playing well. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I think that's fair, but I just 3-2, I would take the 3. That's all I'm saying. Tony,
right. In
the Bronx, D.A. Bronx, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Oh, gentlemen, first time, long time. I really appreciate you.
Hey,
Rob,
Tony, thanks. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem, man. Rob, stop getting the tombstone out for my boy LeBron, man. Why stop doing that? Stop picking out his tombstone.
It's already done. Year 7.
And you know what? I got my spot right up close too. I'm gonna be standing right there. I just want you to know.
Listen. In all reality, the injury that he had before the injury, LeBron and the Lakers were balling, and somebody actually dove into his ankle. So it wasn't like it was, like a soft issue, like his first injury. His first year, he wasn't top LeBron. But these last 2 years, he's been top LeBron. If it wasn't for that injury. So don't count them out just yet. Yes, we have to make some moves. I don't necessarily know what moves can be made, the money situation. But everybody being equal, being healthy, LeBron is still, to me, the best player in the world. So I'll take
LeBron
that and
fan,
fight.
Because he wasn't the best player in the world last year.
But he affects the game in ways, again, we love
so
KD.
What happened when AD went out and was injured, and they got drubbed with LeBron leading the way? What was that?
Well, LeBron wasn't fully healthy when he came back, too. LeBron needed help, and he didn't have any help. Again,
see,
AD
Tony,
was out.
That's the big question. Was that LeBron's ankle? And I'm not saying I know the answer, but was that LeBron's ankle, or was that LeBron's age?
Right.
That was the question.
Honestly, I think it was his ankle. I think it was his ankle because prior to the injury.
Okay, I mean, you think that.
So 2 years ago.
LeBron hasn't been able to. Look, I'm with you in that LeBron is still in the discussion for best player in the world. But he has dropped off the last few, like, he's not what he used to be. That's how far ahead of everybody he was. He was clearly the best player in the world before. Now he's maybe. But he used to be able to carry anybody to the playoffs. He hasn't been able to do that with the Lakers. He used to be able to carry anybody past pretty good teams in the playoffs. He hasn't been able to do that. And so you can talk about the injury, and maybe it was. But that's just hoping and guessing. Maybe it was his age. We got to see.
And you remember 2 years ago when he came back, Chris, right, from the injury and playoff mode activated or whatever it was.
That's the thing, Rob. LeBron hasn't been able to keep his promises lately, right? He activated playoff mode his first year with the Lakers and nothing happened. Remember he sent the tweet out or Instagram post about a thunderstorm's coming with him and AD, and it was a sun shower.
All right. All right. All right, we got
Ralph Irvin with the update, and then it's time for Foul or Fair.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right, it is Foul or Fair, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Before we get to it, though, apologies to Rob Parker, because I know you paid a lot of money to Telly Hughes to get that tagline that Chris keeps butchering every time he talks about it.
No, the first time I did it was MLB Bro, because you
Say MLBBro.com, because that's not what a tagline
is.
I
wanted to throw a different spin on it.
Telly Hughes.
MLB Bro. Because you need to know.
But they need, you know what they need to know? That it's .com. That's what they need to know.
Look, Rob did not give Telly Hughes two buy one, get one Wingstop gift cards.
You know it, Rob.
It should have been MLBBro.com. Because it's the bomb.
Rob gave Telly some Bed Bath & Beyond coupons he got in the mail to do that.
You know he gave him some wings. Right. He took him out for a wing.
No, I had to pay. I paid Telly.
You paid him 20 wings.
All right, so the only way to do it right, though, is with our man, J.R. Gamble. J.R., what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Usually I'm very excited when I come on here, and I don't mean to break up you guys' love fest.
Uh-oh.
But, I have some things that I have to address with a guy that I had a lot of respect for until last week.
Ooh.
And his name is Christopher Broussard.
Uh-oh. What?
I got to hear this. I have no idea what he's talking about.
He's actually one of the guys I looked up to until last week in his business. I mean, he's a family man. He's done as great a job as you can do in this game. But I guess when the student surpasses the teacher doesn't want to let him on the show anymore unless he has his backup.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
So I heard Chris didn't want to face me. I'm just going to come out and say it.
Chris didn't want no part of Foul or Fair without Rob Parker.
That's a lie.
That's right.
Rob G, you've been spreading lies.
That is actual and factual.
Fact.
That
we need MLB Hall of Fame voter number 83 if we're going to do Foul or Fair. Everyone knows
that's
this.
Right. Chris, okay. I don't want to deal with you.
See,
you know
it had nothing to do with me, JR.
All right, so let's get to it, guys. I got three very big baseball stories heading into the trade deadline. So let's get started, guys. Story number one, JR, arguably the biggest name on the block heading into the deadline is Nationals ace Max Scherzer. Now, Scherzer has a no-trade clause, and reportedly, according to a couple of folks, he's only willing to waive it for three teams right now: the Padres, the Dodgers, or the Giants. Now, with Trevor Bauer's situation in limbo, JR, foul or fair to say that of those three teams, the Dodgers are the ones who need Scherzer the most?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, I totally agree that the Dodgers need Scherzer, especially with Bauer out. You can't replace an all-star pitcher of that caliber, especially replacing with a legendary pitcher like a Scherzer, who would definitely elevate the Dodgers back into World Series favorites. You know what you get from a workhorse like that. At the same time, all of these teams are pretty evenly matched, and the Padres and the Dodgers are loaded with talent. One could say the Giants actually need him the most because people would agree they have the least star power. But if the goal of these teams is to win a World Series, fellas, then Scherzer's the difference maker for all of them. So whoever gets him gets to the World Series.
I'm with JR. I think that's foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, look, they didn't need Trevor Bauer. Can we keep it real? They didn't need Trevor. Yeah, it was icing on the cake. It was gravy. It was extra. But they didn't need him. And so they don't need Scherzer. Sure, he would help. There's no doubt about it. But they got arguably the best pitching in the league already. Mm. Buehler, Kershaw, Urias. So I that's foul. No doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you guys, too.
That is a foul ball.
Because I really believe that it's the Giants that really need him. I think the Giants have been doing it. Nobody predicted them to win the division. And here we are almost in August, and they're still leading the division. You add a pitcher to that for what they've been able to do to this point, and I think that they have a real shot not only to win the division, but get to the World Series.
All right, we keep it moving. Story number two. According to multiple sources, Mariners players felt betrayed after the team traded ace reliever Kendall Graveman to the Astros earlier this week. Not because he's just good, he's awesome, but because they traded him within the division. All right, JR, here's a question. Foul or fair, said the Mariners are not serious about winning.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, like everyone else, they want to win. They're serious about winning, but they aren't good enough or serious enough yet to actually do the things it takes financially to win. When you're talking about small market teams, you know, their front offices operate differently than the Yankees and the Dodgers and squads that are always buyers and don't mind breaking the bank. Smaller market teams, especially teams that haven't won in a long time, their front offices are usually greedy and not willing to go all in with the cash and obtaining players, and it takes them longer to recover from a mistake, sometimes years. If Seattle was more than a third-place team, fellas, then maybe their front office wouldn't be dumping valuable pitching. But the team has had over a season and a half to show that they're contenders, and unfortunately, they aren't there at this point. They're not at a point where the ownership is going to be willing to maintain players that may cost too much or get out some cash to get over the hump. They basically conceded this season with the trade, and I can't blame them. They're still a few years away.
I say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes. Are you gonna help the Astros? That's the team we're trying to beat. And even if we aren't that good and you want to deal them somewhere, you don't go help the enemy. We could still, you know, when I say we, say you're on the Mariners, we could play spoilers. But no, we just gave them ammunition with a really good closer to help them win. So I don't want to see the Astros win. I never want to see the Astros win because they're in our division.
I'm with Rob. This is fair.
It's a fair ball.
And JR, you admitted it. First you said foul, and then you said they're just not good enough or they're not serious enough yet.
Right.
You either aren't serious or you are. Okay? You said they're not serious enough yet. So they clearly aren't. Look, they're content trying to be relevant, trying to be. All right, they haven't been. I was covering baseball the last time they were in the freaking playoffs. That and that's the real. I was there. I remember. I mean, so no, they're not serious. Graveman's having a great year. You send him to freaking division leader?
Right.
I mean, what are you doing? I'm sorry. This is absolutely fair.
All right, here we go. Last one. Fowler Fair, the Aqua Fox Sports Radio. JR Gamble, MLB Bro in the building.
Yes, sir.
Bringing it back to the Nationals, their pitcher, Steven Strasburg, has made just 7 starts since he signed that massive 7-year, $245 million contract back in 2019. And now he's about to undergo season-ending surgery to repair a nerve issue in his neck. Now, Strasburg has thrown over 200 innings just twice in his career up until this point. So, JR, foul or fair to say that he won't ever cross that 200-inning mark again for the Nationals?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
And Chris and Rob, I remember us clearly having the conversation about whether that contract was a bust or not. I remember that foul affair. And we said this before. I was amazed that Strasburg made it through the World Series in 2019.
He was great in the World Series. Give him credit.
Yeah, I totally give him credit. He was almost done then. and he came back and did something miraculous, but his injury history suggested that he'd be hurt again soon. And the Nationals made an emotional move when they signed him, I believe, to an extension. 200 innings? I doubt Flashburg, as I like to call him, will ever pitch more than 150 innings in a season again. If the Nats are lucky, cherish that World Series, because physically, I don't think he will be that dominant force. And I knew that after the World Series.
Nah, it's fair. It's a fair no ball. Doubt about it. I mean, there's no way he's pitching 200 innings in a season again, because even if he does get back healthy, they're going to be extra cautious with him. You've got to be. So there's, I mean, look, this is an overstatement, but how many years is it going to take him to reach 200 seasons or 200 innings total? Real talk. I mean, that's a serious question. It could be 5 years before he pitches 200 total innings again. So, unfortunately, because he's an all-time talent, he just hasn't been able to stay healthy.
I'm
going to say it's for whatever. He's it's foul.
What? That is a foul ball.
It ain't his arm they're having surgery on. It's a nerve condition in his neck.
No, it's his neck. Yeah, that's, no, right, that's better. Word. The neck? Okay.
It's just his neck.
That makes me feel better.
You know, so what if he can't tie his shoes or bend his head, you know? But his arm is good. I mean, if you're a pitcher and your arm is messed up, then I would buy your argument. But he can bounce back from a neck deal. I think put a neck brace on, it might be a little cumbersome.
Yeah, right.
But he will be able to get to 200 innings.
He's going to be out there one of those horse collars, right?
Right.
That they used to wear in football. All right. JR, look, I know you tried to call me out, but I had nothing to do with you not being on the show last week, because I always love getting the best of you. I mean, that would have been, it would have been fun to wax you.
I'm just giving you some help. Maybe we can do the one-on-one next time.
Yo, right. You and the rest of the brothers from MLBbro.com.
Yes, sir.
It's the bomb.
Back to business.
Because it's the bomb. All right, that's our man, J.R. Gamble. We got more iCouple coming up. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play
or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's all over. Iowa Sam is hitting the R&B gospel, hitting the traditional gospel. My man, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's story comes to us courtesy of Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, because they revealed in a podcast interview this week that neither themselves or their kids bathe on a daily basis. They say that other than washing armpits and crotch areas daily and occasionally washing their face, they're not getting in that shower. According to Ashton Kutcher, quote, as it pertains to the kids, if you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. Chris, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on bathing daily?
You got to shower or bathe daily. I get it every now and then, especially during the pandemic, right? You didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. You wash up and, you know, you go back in your office, in your house, and sit around and whatever. I get it here and there. But as a practice, like as a rule, well, we only bathe every 3 days. No, that's disgusting. And this isn't, maybe they used to do that back in the day. But no, you have to shower and bathe. That should be your rule every day. Again, exceptions here and there. But for kids, too, for little boys, I mean, I get it. Little boys aren't out there like they used to be. They playing video games. Man, we were out there playing football, killed a man. You know, we were out there playing basketball, baseball every day. We were funky. So my brother and I had to get in the bathtub every single night, and that bathtub would be brown. I mean, like dirt. But I mean, Rob, you were a kid.
I was going to say, not from your skin, though, the brown, but
no,
the dirt.
From the dirt that was on us. So, come on, man. You and your kids got to bathe daily. That should be your goal.
Yeah, I agree. I know people say, like, what do they call it, a French bath, when you just flick a little water on you or whatever. They're trying to make fun
every
of the
once
French
in
people.
A while, right?
Yeah. No, I need to get in the shower every day. I need to be clean.
I'm sorry, there's more than just trickling a little water under your arms and your private parts. What about the back? What about the back? How about cleaning yourself? Sorry, I need a bath. Rob G?
That's sick. As a rule?
And you know, and Rob G, you would think I wouldn't want to do it because I want to save hot water.
That's right.
One thing I'm spending money on.
No, I actually take 2 showers a day. So I can't get on board with this at all.
Explain.
What's the second one for?
I try to work out in the mornings, and if not, I'll take a shower in the mornings to get my day started. And then before I go to sleep, I can't sleep if I feel gross.
Really?
You know,
I go to sleep? Unless I'm really like soaking wet or dirt or you know what I mean, sweaty.
It's just you're really dirty, right?
Right. I got to be really dirty. I don't want to wash the sleep from me. When I take a shower, I wake up. You know what I mean? Like if I'm sleepy, I don't want to get in the shower. Does that make sense?
Oh, because it'll you won't be able to go back to sleep.
Well, another issue that I have, though, is that unlike you guys, I have to use product in my hair. So if I go to sleep with my pomade in my hair, it's just like it's gross and it's oily like that. Like, nah. Can't do
you
that.
Have to put pomade in your hair?
Yeah, because I don't have like a fro like Chris. I don't have close cut like Rob.
Black people use plenty of stuff in their hair.
I mean, you two, I don't think either of you guys.
I don't now. Yeah. I used to use Ultra Sheen all the time.
And could you go to sleep with it afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind. Like, I don't typically shower at night before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's interesting because some people do. I got cousins that they're like, they take their shower or bath at night.
Before they get up in the morning.
They do it at night and then they get up and go. I got a shower in the morning, so I feel fresh, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I can just, that's how I am. I shower in
the
morning.
The only thing, though, Rob G, is Chris has to wear like a stocking cap or something on his hair because he doesn't want to stain up all the pillowcases.
He can't wear white pillowcases anymore. He can't.
All his pillowcases are brown.
Hey, don't be telling all my secrets. Shoot. I do sleep in a stocking cap, you know. But keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.